and the inside part of a cow would be a tribe.
What? Is there another name for tribe? Is that the...
That's all I ever heard of. I guess it would be as maw, but they refer to it as tribe, beef tribe. And then you can buy it in cans, you know, and all that junk.
What about the chicken, the inside parts of the chicken that you eat?
Gizzard, the liver.
Would you have a sort of general name for all of it? Haslet or horselet or?
No. A haslet is lights. Hold on, it's used, referred to on pork, hog, you know, as the liver and the lights. A lot of people cook it together and call it a haslet stew. But actually, the haslet is the lights.
And how do you call cows to get them to come in out of the pasture?
Well, you mean what kind of noise do you make? Court, boy.
Okay.
Come on.
What about to make them stand still so you can milk them?
Well, usually put your hand on their, you milk from the right side, you know, and then you would put your hand up on their hip and push on it and make them take their left foot forward and their right foot back, which gives you a better chance to milk, and tell them to sow. And if they're trained good, well, they'll stand there and let you milk them.
Anything you tell them while you're pushing on their leg?
Back your leg or something like that.
Is there any special way to call a calf?
Not that I know of.
What about the, what do you say to a mule or horse to make him go left and right?
Well, you tell him to G if you want him to go to the right, and you tell him ha if you want him to go to the left.
Okay. What about to get him started?
Well, this all depends on who it is and how the animal is trained. Some people says come up, and some of them clucks their lip like that.
You say the same thing if you want him to start moving or if he's already moving?
Well, if he's already moving, then...
And you want him to go faster?
You cluck, usually go a little faster.
What about to stop him?
Tell him whoa.
And to make him back into a buggy?
Back.
Okay. And how do you call horses to get them in out of the pasture?
Well, whistle usually is what most people do.
And how do you call hogs?
Yee-haw!
And would you know about sheep?
No, I don't know about them. I really don't.
Didn't have those in that area. What about chickens?
Well, right when they was calling, you know, to feed them maybe. When they, you know, a long time ago they didn't keep them in yards. They didn't let them roam around over the place. They just...
Chick, 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 chick off!
Call them up and feed them.
And say if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to... What, the horses?
Harness the horses.
Okay. And when you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hand?
Lines.
Okay. What if you're riding on a horseback?
What are you holding to then?
Uh-huh.
The reins.
Okay. And your feet are in the...
Stirrups.
Okay, and if you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?